This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Freilichen, President's Day. I hope everyone's having a good day. We have a little bit of an abridged share today, so let's get right to it. Parshas Vayakel, I just want a public service announcement. Again, we're soon finishing Meseches Peah and the Mishnah Yoimis. If you want to join our group, you could go to our site, rabbidg.com, and we send that every day to Mishnais. It takes about 5 minutes a day. We're already finishing our second Masechta. Also, if you could go, you could go to our site. There's a new venue of how to access the Shiurim. You could check that out. Okay, Parshas Vayakel. Also, one more thing. Bez Hashem, we finished Mishnah Brura, and we're going to be starting the new cycle soon, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in a more thorough format, 4 days a week. And instead of doing a page a day, we're going to be doing half a page a day, a little bit more thoroughly. Okay, Parshas Vayakel. Parshas Vayakel, of course, begins with the word Vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathered the people, Moshe assembled the people. Which begs the question, Moshe taught Klal Yisrael all 613 mitzvahs, and yet we don't find that there was a specific imperative that Moshe Rabbeinu gather every single last Jew to hear every detail. We don't find that the mitzvah of tzitzis, Vayakel Moshe, as called Adas B'nei Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem, Ve'asu Lohem Tzitzis. We don't find Vayakel by Tefillin, or by any other mitzvah for that matter. Why specifically this week's parasha begins, Vayakel Moshe, as called Adas B'nei Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem, why Dafka Behakel? Secondly, what does Moshe Rabbeinu teach Klal Yisrael? He teaches them Shabbos. Shabbos, he just taught that to them in Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa has, V'shamiru b'nei Yisrael. Moshe already taught them the Shabbos, so why is he teaching them Shabbos again? We just did that. And then furthermore, of all the malachos of Shabbos, we know they're Lamed Tes malachos of Shabbos, only one of them is spelled out here and mentioned explicitly and specifically, and that is the lav of Havara. Why specifically is Havara mentioned? Yes, we know there's a machlokes Tanoim. Is Havara lelav yotzeis? Was Havara written to say that while all the other malachos are kareis, Havara is a lav? Or is Havara lechalek yotzeis? Or is Havara written to teach that in order to violate Shabbos, you don't have to violate all 39, even if you just violate one, that's also considered a violation. But nevertheless, why Havara? Why does Havara need to be designated and singled out, especially in the opinion that Havara was written lechalek, which means to teach you only have to violate one malacha to be in violation of Shabbos? It could have said any of the Lamed Tes malachos. Why specifically Havara? Furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu has two messages for Klal Yisrael here. Number one, Shabbos. Eila hadvarim asher tziva Hashem la'asos shesh yamim. And number two, the Mishkan. Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem le'mor kichu me'yitachem teruma la'Hashem. So why these two inyanim? And then finally, question number five. Why Shabbos is introduced with Eila hadvarim, these, and the Mishkan is introduced with Zeh, this. Why is Shabbos introduced Eila HaDavarim, these are the matters, plural, and the Mishkan is introduced Zeh HaDavar, this is the matter, Lashon Yachid. So number one, why was this parsha said specifically Behakel? Number two, why is Moshe telling them about Shabbos again? Number three, why is Moshe Rabbeinu specifically spelling out Havara? Number four, why is Moshe telling them these two messages, Shabbos and the Mishkan? And why does Shabbos begin with Eila and the Mishkan begin with Zeh? So let's begin with the approach of Rav Shlomo Kluger and his Sefer Imre Shefer. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote a few hundred Svarim, one of the all-time most prolific writers. They now have a sefer from Rav Shlomo Kluger on Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noyach, Parshas Lech Lecha, a sefer on Parshas Vayera. He has a sefer on each of the parshiyos of Sefer Bereishis. And he begins as follows. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu gather all of Klal Yisrael, a lashon that we don't find by any other mitzvah until this point? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, this is in the aftermath of the Egel. And we find by the Chet HaEgel, Vayar ha'am ki vayshesh Moshe el aredes min ha'har, vayikahel ha'am. And the people gathered, vayikahel, they gathered. So they made the Egel Bahakel. They gathered to Aaron. So now that Hashem is commanding Moshe to mechaper for the Egel, that keneged the Zahav that they gave to the Egel, Hashem is commanding that they give Zahav to the Mishkan as a kapara for the Egel. As we know, Eila Mishkan, Eila Pekudeh Mishkan, Mishkan Ha'edos, that the Mishkan was Eidos, that Hashem forgave them for the Chet HaEgel. So since the Chet HaEgel was Bekehila Bekahal Rav, Timechaper on the Vayakel, Vayikahel, so Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka Vayakel Moshe, Mechuvan Zeh, Keneged Zeh, Mamish. Just like over there it's Vayikahel Ha'am, here it's Vayakel Moshe. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, now it comes out beautiful. Because what did Klal Yisrael say by the Egel? They said, Vayikach miyadam, vayotar ayseh bacheret, vayaseyu Egel masecha, vayoymeru, Eila Eloihecha Yisrael, asher ha'alucham eretz Mitzrayim. They said, Eila. The Chet HaEgel was introduced with the word Eila. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes, number one, Vayakel. And number two, Eila Hadvarim. Guys, we gotta be masakin this. We need to use the exact same lashon. And by the way, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was the master, was very specific always to use designated terminology to be mechaper keneged the chet. As we know, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Oz Yashir Moshe? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Oz Yashir Moshe? So the Chazal tell us, because Moshe Rabbeinu sinned with the word Oz. He said, Ume Oz Basi El Paroi Ledaber Bishmecha Heira La Amazah. So Moshe Rabbeinu sinned with the word Oz. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Mesakin and Mechaper with the word Oz. So since Moshe Rabbeinu's Mahalach was to use the same word to be Mesakin, the word that he used inappropriately, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, Eile HaDevarim, because the Egel was made with the word Eila. But let's take this a little further, because if you look in Sefer Nehemiah, we'll find that Klal Yisrael used a different word when they made the Egel. Namely, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Av kiyasu lohem Egel masecha vayoymeru, it said, this is your God. So it's a little bit of a stira. In the Chumash it said, they said, Eile, these are your God. And here in the Navi, they said, Ze Eloikecha. Therefore, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, how do we reconcile the stira between Kisisa and Nehemiah? He says very simply, there were two groups of Klal Yisrael. Those who are not on such a low madrega, so they didn't abandon and forsake Hashem entirely, but they were mishtatef avodah zarah with God. They were mishtatef avodah zarah with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's called shituf. So their shituf was Eila Eloihecha Yisrael. We're not abandoning God, we're not forsaking God, but we're saying that these are also, the Egel is also God. So they said the word Eila. But then you had Oivdei Avodah Zarah, who served the Egel solely, and they abandoned God entirely, and they said, Zeh Eloihecha, this is God, to the exclusion of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why the Pasuk in Nehemiah says, Vayasu Ne'atzois Gedoilois. they did terrible provocations. Why is that? The answer is because what's recorded in Kisisa is only Shituf. Shituf is not as bad as outright Avodah Zarah. There is an opinion for a Jew to serve God with Shituf. That is certainly Avodah Zarah, meaning to believe that God has a partner, that is for sure Avodah Zarah. But for Goyim to believe that there is a creator but he has partners, Tosfos and Shas implies that that's not outright Avodah Zarah, and accordingly Christianity would not be considered idolatry. The Noi de Behuda is of the opinion that what Tosfos means is no, even for Goyim, Shituf is Avodah Zarah, all Tosfos means is Goyim, not that they're allowed to believe in Shituf, it's just they're not warned against swearing by God and another power. But be it as it may, Shituf is certainly preferable to outright Avodah Zarah. So basically you had two groups. You had the group of Eila Elohecha Yisrael, and you had the group of Ze Elohecha. So therefore, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, corresponding to those who said Eila Elohecha, Moshe Rabbeinu says Eila Hadvarim, and corresponding to those who were on a lower level, and they said Ze Elohecha, so Moshe Rabbeinu then comes and says Ze Hadavar, as Moshe Rabbeinu was the great expert at being mechaper with the precise language with which the sin was committed. But then Rav Shlomo Kluger takes it a step further. Because why did Moshe Rabbeinu specifically command Klal Yisrael about Shabbos? Moshe Rabbeinu already commanded us about Shabbos in the parsha before. The answer is, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, that we know something very important about Shabbos. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol HaMeshamer Shabbos Kil Chosai, anyone who observes Shabbos properly, Afilu Oyved Avodah Zarah Kedar Enosh, even if they worship idols like the generation of Enosh, Moichlin Loi, Hashem is Mechaper, Shenemar, Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zoyes, Uven Adam, Yachazik ba shomer Shabbos mechaleloi, and Chazal darshin al tukir mechaleloi ela macholoi. So Chazal are telling us that through Shmira Shabbos, Hashem is mechaper for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the aftermath of the Chet Ha'Egel, he's coming to bring takana and kapara to Klal Yisrael. And for those who said Eila Elohecha, he says Eila Hadavar. And for those who said Ze Elohecha, he says Ze Hadavar. So what mitzvah do you think Moshe Rabbeinu would command Klal Yisrael? Certainly he'll command us in the mitzvah that's mechaper for Avodah Zarah, and therefore he gives us the mitzvah of Shabbos. Now, interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu only gives Shabbos to those who say Eila Elohecha Yisrael. For those who said Eila, Moshe Rabbeinu says Eila Hadvarim, keep Shabbos. But for those who said Ze Elohecha, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say keep Shabbos. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger very beautifully, Shabbos does not automatically atone for Avodah Zarah. It's even if you worshipped Avodah Zarah like the generation of Enosh. Now, how did they worship Avodah Zarah in the times of Enosh? In the times of Enosh, they didn't abandon God completely. They didn't forsake HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. They believed in a creator. They just believed in Shituf. They believed in God's partnership. So the Avodah Zarah that Shabbos could be mechaper for is the Avodah Zarah of the Dor Enosh. That's why Chazal say that Afilu oivet Avodah Zarah k'dar enosh v'shoymer Shabbos kel chasai, Hashem is moichel der averos. But that would be like those who worshipped the Egel and said Eile Elohecha Yisrael, not like those who said Ze Elohecha. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu comes beautifully and he says, Vayakel Moshe, listen up Klal Yisrael, you were Vayikohel on Aaron to make the Egel, Vayakel, I'm going to gather you. You said Eile, and you believed in Avodah Zarah B'Shituf. I say to you Eile. And the kapara for those who worship God B'Shituf is Eile Hadvarim, keep Shabbos, because Kol HaMeshamer Shabbos Kel Chasai Afilu Oyver Avodah Zarah Kedar Enosh Moichlin Lai. Shmir Shabbos will only be a kapara if you worship Avodah Zarah like Enosh, not if you worship Avodah Zarah outright. But Moshe says, for those who said, Ze Eloi Hecha Yisrael, like it says in Nehemiah, for those, I have a different recipe. For those I say, Ze Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem Lamar, for that you're going to have to build the Mishkan. And for the building of the Mishkan will be a kapara for outright Avodah Zarah, but not for those, but for those who only worshipped Avodah Zarah, Kedar Enosh, they could use Shabbos. Now, based on this approach of Reb Shlomo Kluger, again, we're saying that's why Moshe vayakel Moshe, keneged vayikohel al Aroin. That's why Moshe said Eila, keneged Eila al Hecha Yisrael. That's why Moshe said Ze Hadavra, keneged what it says in Nehemiah, Ze al Hecha Yisrael. I'd like to add 2 points. Another reason why Moshe had to gather all of Klal Yisrael. Gathering means he gathered them as one unit. Be'achdos. We know the importance of Achdos, but Achdos specifically has the ability to atone for Avodah Zarah. The Medrash says, the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Tzav, Amar Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, Gadol HaShalom, peace is great. Sha'afilu Yisrael Atzman Oysen Avodah Zarah, even if the Jewish people make idols, Va'oysen Chabura Achas, but if they get together in one union, in one chevra, Ein midas hadin noigas bohen. Midas hadin will not harm them. Shenemar chavur atzabim Ephraim. Ephraim is one group of idolaters, hanachle, and therefore leave them be. Therefore, we'd like to suggest that because Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to bring kapara for the Chet Ho'ega, which was the Chet of Avodah Zarah, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu davka, vayakel, he gathered them, b'chabura achas, to atone for Avodah Zarah. Just as an aside, I want to tell you a beautiful approach of Rav Menachem Zemba. Rav Menachem Zemba was one of the greatest gedolim in pre-war Poland. My grandfather was a Talmud and a Ben Bais by Rav Menachem Zemba. Menachem Zemba wrote a whole perush on the Yushalmi, on the entire Yushalmi, on the entire Rambam, and it was all destroyed in the Holocaust. We know there's a very interesting discussion between the Rashbi and his Talmidim regarding why the Jewish people deserve to be destroyed in the time of Purim. So the Talmidim of the Rashbi said, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mibnei Ma Nischaivu Soineim Shel Yisrael Ba'oisar Hadar Klaya. Why the Jewish people in the time of Purim deserve to be destroyed? And the Rashbi said to his Talmidim, you tell me. So they suggested, well, maybe because they were Nene from the Suda of Achashverosh. And the Rashbi said, well, then only the Jews of Shushan should have been a subject to the Gezerah, but why were the Jews all over the world subject to the Gezerah? So they said, Rebbe, Rebbe, you tell us. So the Rashbi said, because they bowed down to the Tselem in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Says Rav Menachem Zemba, there are two perushim for Mishloach Manos. There's the perush of the Manos Halevi. The Manos Halevi says the reason for Shalach Manos is to promote Ava v'achva shalom v'reos. Haman said, Yeshnai am echad mefuzar mefayra ben ha'amim. Haman said the Jewish people are disparate and segmented and there are rifts in the Jewish people. So to show that he's wrong, we show friendship to one another through Mishloach Manos. And the other approach to Mishloach Manos is the Trumas Hadeshen, that everyone should have food for their Suda, that everyone should have food for Sudas Purim. Says Rav Menachem Zemba, these two reasons for Shalach Manos are dependent on the two reasons why the Jewish people were worthy to be destroyed in the times of Purim. If the Avera they did was that they were Nene from the Suda of Achashverosh, so therefore we have our Suda to Mechaper for Sudas Achashverosh, and we send Shalach Manos to ensure that everyone has food for their Suda. On the other hand, if the reason we deserve to be destroyed is because we bow down to Avodah Zarah, then the purpose of Shalach Manos is like the Rav Shlomo Al-Kabit says, to show Ava v'Achva, Shalom v'Reos. And when you show Ahava v'Achva, it's a kapara for Avodah Zarah, like we're learning here from the Medrash Tanchuma, that Gadol HaShalom, that it's an atonement for the egg for Avodah Zarah. Again, but for our purposes, we're suggesting that the reason why Moshe Dafka gathered Klal Yisrael ba'Achdos is in order to bring kapara for the egal. Oh, And I think this will bring us to a beautiful explanation as to why Davka, the love of Havara, is singled out. Why Davka Lo Sivaru Eish B'Chomash V'Seichem is singled out in this context. The Shla HaKadosh says that the Pasuk Lo Sivaru Eish B'Chomash V'Seichem not only refers to making a fire and electricity, but Lo Sivaru Eish B'Chomash V'Seichem is a love not to get angry on Shabbos. Says the Shla, Loisivaru Eish B'chomash V'Seichem Yom HaShabbos, Roimez La'ish HaMachloikis V'Eish HaKas. Shetzarach Adam Lizar, a person has to be careful, Shaloi LaHavir O'Yisai Olamis, you have to be careful never to let anger flare. U'mikol Shekein B'Yom HaShabbos Kodesh, certainly on the holy day of Shabbos, She'ein Boyer Bo'Yish Shal Gehenim. On Shabbos all fire rest, the fire of Gehenim, the purgatory, is at rest. V'HaKoyes B'Shabbos, one who gets angry on Shabbos, or makes a dispute, it causes that fire should burn and you will be lighting up the fires of Gehenna. So according to the Shla, the love of Loisavaru Eish B'chomash V'Seichem is specifically referring to not getting angry on Shabbos. Now, in the context of what we're learning, that Moshe Rabbeinu is endeavoring to bring kapara to Klal Yisrael for the Chedo Egal. And that's why Moshe says, Vayakel Moshe Keneged Vayikohel. And that's why he says, Eileh Keneged Eileh Eileh Yisrael. And that's why he says, Zeh Keneged Zeh Eileh Yisrael. And that's why he teaches them, Shabbos Kos Kol Asher Meshas Kel Chasai Afilo Oibed Abed Ezekudar Enesh Moichan Lai. Now we understand why it says, Loi Sevaru. Because what do Chazal say about someone who gets angry? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, and it's an amazing Rambam, because this halacha is not found anywhere in Shas, but the Rambam says, Kol ha-koyes ki'ilu oyved avodah zarah. Anyone who gets angry, it's like idolatry. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to bring kapara to Klal Yisrael for idolatry. He's coming to atone for the Egel, and he's saying, keep Shabbos to atone for the Egel. So Moshe says, but of all the things you got to be careful not to do on Shabbos, in this context, the most important thing to bear in mind is don't get angry. Because while you're trying to gain atonement for Avodah Zarah, the last thing you want to do is be serving Avodah Zarah on Shabbos. The last thing you want to do, if I'm telling you how to be Mesaken and be Mechaper for Avodah Zarah, the last thing you want to do is to be worshipping Avodah Zarah on Shabbos. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu specifically warns them of Loi Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos. By the way, in Shas, all we find is kol ha shoyver kelim b'chamasai, I mikareya begodim b'chamasai, mala olav yia beinecha kilu oved avodah zarah. All Shas says is if you tear garments or you break items, it should be like idolatry. But nowhere in Shas says that anger alone is like idolatry, and the only place it says that is in the Zohar HaKadosh. And there's a big discussion then. Did the Rambam, who says, Kol HaKoyes Ki'ilu Oyved Avodah Zarah, did the Rambam see the Zohar HaKadosh? That's a very interesting discussion. If you want to see more about that, you can look in our humble sefer on Pesach, on the chapter of Kas and Pesach, where we discuss different examples of where the Rambam says things, and the only source is the Zohar HaKadosh. Now, not only does Moshe Rabbeinu tell Klal Yisrael about Shabbos in Parshas Vayakel, he also told us about Shabbos in the beginning of Kisisa. And the Baal Torah Tamima in the Sefer Tosfos Bracha, he also points out that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu told us about Shabbos in Kisisa is because since Shabbos is a kapara for the Egel, Moshe was coming to bring kapara for the Egel even before we worship the Egel. So listen to it, it comes out very beautiful. That the Chedo Egel is surrounded by Shabbos. You have Shabbos in Kisisa before the Egel. You have Shabbos in Kisisa after the Egel. Shabbos is a kapara for Avodah Zarah. Now in Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, that Hashem should protect and save Klal Yisrael because of the Egel. So at first Hashem did not want to save us. But then Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, among which are Hashem, Hashem. What is the midah of Hashem, Hashem? That Hashem is merciful before the sin, And Hashem is merciful after the sin. And then Hashem gives us a living illustration of how we see Hashem is merciful before the sin and how we see He's merciful after the sin. He's merciful before the sin because He gave us Shabbos as a tikkun and a kapara for the Egel even before we did the Egel. And then He tells us about Shabbos after the Egel as a tikkun and a kapara for the Egel after the Egel. Says the Baal Tar Tmima, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are two polar opposites. We know that somebody who serves Avodah Zarah, it's like he violated the whole Torah. We know Shkula Avodah Zarah connected to Kala Torah. Because someone who acknowledges Avodah Zarah, it's like being koifer in the whole Torah. Shabbos, we say in the Yishalmi, that's also connected to Kala the Mitzvahs. As the Rambam says at the very end of Hilchos Shabbos, that Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are polar opposites. Each one is shakal connected to Kala Torah Kula. And therefore, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah have equal weigh equally. And therefore, both as a tikkun that we shouldn't come to Avodah Zarah, and as a tikkun to be mechaper for Avodah Zarah, therefore, the Ribbon Shem surrounded us with the tikkun of Shabbos. So it comes out very beautiful. The Egel was done vayikahel, and therefore Moshe is vayakel Moshe. The Egel was Eile Elohecha Yisrael. The Egel was Zeh Elohecha. And therefore Moshe says Eile Hadvarim. He says Zeh Hadavar. And of course Moshe warns us, Lo Yisavaru Eish B'chol Moshe V'yseicha Miyom HaShabbos. Now, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz tells us, what is it about Shabbos that's Moichel, the Chet of Avodah Zarah? And he talks about how in the times of Enosh they made a very fatal error. They thought that Hashem, in His infinite wisdom and power, He gave over the running of the world to various intermediaries and various constellations. And God, heaven forbid, He's not bothered with the everyday running of creation. He sort of leaves it to His inferiors. However, by keeping Shabbos and recognizing that Hashem created the world in 6 days and He rested on the seventh day, giving testimony and authenticity to God's control over creation, that is a declaration that no, God is intimately involved in the running of the world. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, and this is a very interesting discussion, whether there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. Simply, the mitzvah of simcha is reserved for Yom Tov. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of oineg, not simcha. There's no obligation that one must eat meat on Shabbos. The obligation is only on Yom Tov. In fact, the Chassam Sofer has in a tshuva that if somebody has a bad dream, you're allowed to fast the Tainas Chaloim on Shabbos. Why? Because there's no mitzvah of simcha, there's a mitzvah of oineg. And if someone has a bad dream, it gives them oineg not to eat, to abolish the portent of the dream. On Yom Tov, on the other hand, there's a mitzvah of simcha. A simcha requires the consumption of meat, and therefore, even if you have a bad dream, there's no alternative. You gotta eat on Yom Tov. Nevertheless, there are many indications that there is a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. The Zmirois on Shabbos definitely are replete with references to an inyan of simcha. Menucha v'simcha or la Yehudim, or there are other phrases in the Zmirois that indicate there's a mitzvah of simcha. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz is going with this idea that there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. And he says, really, astrologically, the constellation that is dominant on Shabbos is Shabtai, which is dangerous and portends peril and danger. And yet we rejoice on Shabbos because we recognize that God overrides and supersedes all the portents of the astrological signs. And that is how Shabbos is a kapara for Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah is the belief in the intermediary and God giving away the running of the world to go-betweens. And if we rejoice on Shabbos, that's because that's in recognition that God overrides all the various constellations. And that was the part of the sin of the Egel. the sin of the ego was the Jewish people looked at the constellations and they saw that one of the powerful constellations was the Shar, the ox, which is one of the four images on the Kisei HaKavod. And they sort of got caught up in the power that Hashem gave over to this Shar. By the way, that's why the name of the desert that Klal Yisrael were in was Midbar Shur. And they thought that this would be the appropriate new leader. However, the observance of Shabbos is the declaration of recognition that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world and overrides all constellations and all go-betweens and all intermediaries. Furthermore, Rav Baruch Simon in his Sefer Imrei Baruch specifically outlines how the Simcha of Shabbos is a direct kapara for the Chedo Egel. As we know, that in Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Egel, and he sees cloud, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchais, when actually, even before that, God told Moshe, Lech Reid Ki Shiches Amcha, your nation is serving Avodah Zarah. What did Moshe do to the Luchais? Nothing. And then Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai and he sees for himself that Klal Yisrael worshipping the Egel. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu do to the Luchais? Nothing. But then the Pasuk says, Vayar Esho Egel B'yas HaMacholos. He sees Klal Yisrael are dancing. He breaks the Luchais, says the Sfarno. Moshe knew that just because the Jewish people served Avodah Zarah, big deal, they could always do tshuva. However, Vayar Esho Egel B'yas HaMacholos, he got angry. When he saw they were smeichim, they were rejoicing in the corruption that they did. Then Moshe Rabbeinu got really angry and he broke the luchos because he said, when you rejoice in your sin, it's very hard to repair your sin. When you've reached a madrega where the sin is so part of your reality that you rejoice that you sin, you don't even feel guilty about it, you don't feel sullen about it, that means you're so immersed in sin, you'll never come out of it. Then Moshe broke the luchos because he realized that it's almost hopeless. He realized that he will not be able to. He will not be able to bring Klal Yisrael back. And therefore, the ultimate takana for the Chet HaEgel is Shabbos. Now it's interesting. We know that Shabbos in general is the day that we rise above the Chet HaEgel. As we know, by the way, that all the crowns of Klal Yisrael that we got at Kabbalas HaTorah, we lost at the Chet HaEgel. We lost our crowns. But the Arizal tells us on the words, Yismach Moshe v'matnas chelkoi, that every Shabbos, God gives Moshe all the crowns that we used to have, and then Moshe then gives back to the Jewish people all the crowns that we lost by the Chet HaEgel. That's what it means. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalkai. Moshe will rejoice in the gift of his chelek. Ki eved ne'eman karasalai. Because he is a faithful servant and he doesn't keep the crowns for himself, but he gives it back to Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is the day that we rise above the Chet HaEgel. And through, Rav Simon is saying, through the Simcha of Shabbos, we're mechaper for the Simcha of the Egel. And in general, we know Shabbos. We once had a shir that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, then Rosh Chodesh reverts back to being a Yom Tov, because the reason Rosh Chodesh is not a Yom Tov is we lost it with the Chet HaEgel. But on Shabbos, we're immune to the Chet HaEgel, and therefore Shabbos Rosh Chodesh becomes a Yom Tov again. But be it as it may, Shabbos is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, and therefore, in the aftermath of the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu commands Klal Yisrael, like he did as a refuah before the Makkah and Kisisa. In this week's parasha, he gives it as a refuah after the Makkah, that if we're Shomer Shabbos Kilchasai, Afilu Oyved Avodah Zarah Kedar Enosh, Moichlin Loi, and therefore Moshe says, Vayakel, therefore Moshe says, Eile, Moshe says, Zeh, and Moshe warns Klal Yisrael about Kas, Loi Sevaru Eish, B'chol Moshe V'yisechem, B'yoyim HaShabbos. On that note, I'm going to wish everyone a wonderful day. If anybody wants to join us today at 5 p.m., we're back to the 5 p.m. Orchos Chaim L'Rosh. Mincha's a little bit later. You could join us on rabbidg.com on the Zoom for Orchos Chaim L'Rosh Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And again, you could join us for Mishnayos. You could join the WhatsApp groups. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Baruch Batzlacha.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Baruch Tia. Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.